Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Karen Abowd, who's a Carson City supervisor. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, more post-election coverage with Elisa Caparata, Pat Hickey, and Sam Kumar. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Karen Abowd. She is a Carson City supervisor, co-owner of Adele's Restaurant in Carson City with her husband, Charlie, and also the promoter of the concert Under the Stars. We'll get to all of that in a minute, but I want to ask you about Carson City first, because the news came out that the supervisors are looking at housing in Carson City, and there are limits on how far Carson City can expand. Mm-hmm. With all that's going on with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center and, you know, the USA Parkway extending all the way out to US 50, it would seem that Carson City and the Carson Valley are both in the line for some serious growth. Does Carson City, from a supervisor and mayor point of view, want to limit that growth?
We have a 3% growth cap per year, Sam, and always have. So it's more about measured growth, allowing the school district to keep pace, allowing our infrastructure to keep pace. And so we've not actually met that growth cap for quite some time. Yes, we have a lot on the books right now. We have a lot of construction going on at the present time. And so we are continuing to move forward in terms of our growth, but it will be limited to 3% per year.
Now, will you be able to pick up everything that has not been gained in previous years? So if you didn't reach the cap, will you be able to go back and say, well, we can take a 0.5% from this year and 1% from that year? Or is it limited strictly to a per year deal?
3% per year.
What are business people saying to you? Are they saying, you know, perhaps it's time to look at that cap?
You know, you get kind of both sides to it. It's more about we don't want to grow that much. We like it the way it is. But, you know, we're limited to our population will never really exceed around 75,000. So, and we're landlocked with open space all the way around us. So we're in a good situation, actually. And so we're just infilling in various areas and growing measurably.
All right. The Ormsby House. Mm-hmm. Going to move forward, but not going to be a hotel casino.
It's moving forward. Don't know what it's going to be.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that's still up in the air?
Still up in the air. There's all kinds of speculation, and we'll see what happens.
But are you comfortable that it's not going to be a hotel casino?
I'm comfortable that that likely won't be a hotel casino.
All right. So now let's talk about Adele's.
Uh-huh.
So you guys put out the news earlier in the year that the building is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
This legendary 40-year, and it's the 40th anniversary of
right.
Adele's this year, which is incredible.
It is.
The building is for sale, but not the name, not the menu.
That's correct.
At this point, business is booming, as mm-hmm. they say, with a lot of people saying, hey, we want to make sure we come to Adele's for the last time.
That's right.
But at this point, the last time could be going on for quite a while.
Well, we'll see what happens. We have bona fide interest that seems to be progressing forward, but commercial sales are painstakingly slow. And so we'll just wait and see. In the meantime, we're open for business as usual.
All right. Let's take a break. More with Karen Abowd when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things. Like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, talking with Karen Abowd. She's a supervisor in Carson City, also the co-owner of Adele's Restaurant in Carson City, which is a legendary restaurant and my favorite in the entire state of Nevada.
Thank you, Sam.
You're also with the Greenhouse Project.
That's correct.
Explain a little bit about the Greenhouse Project, and then we'll talk about this huge fundraiser that's coming up.
Sure. The Greenhouse Project is now a nonprofit that's been in existence for 10 years.
Incredible.
Isn't that amazing how
yes.
time flies? And our mission is several fold. We provide agricultural education to the students at Carson High School and to other levels of education, elementary as well. We also grow the food that's grown in the greenhouse and on the property goes to the in-need groups in the community. And we also get sponsored and grow the flower baskets that go down the center of town. And most recently, in the last year, we've expanded our partnership. We now have a site at Carson Tahoe Hospital campus, the Foothill Garden. And so that food, in addition to the other nonprofits that we donated to, that goes to the Meals on Wheels program and to the Eagle Valley Children's Home.
When you started this 10 mm-hmm. years ago, did you think that it would go this far?
I hoped it would. And, you know, we have other things in the pipeline right now for a community garden that we're working forward to make part of a senior project and a summer senior intern program to where we can expand what we're doing in terms of outreach, because nutrition and providing for that has been identified as a need. And, you know, what we provide is fresh produce, which is what those in need most times don't get.
One of the things that is the most fun each year is your Concert Under the Stars, which has expanded greatly in the last couple of years. Tell us who's going to be the headliners this year.
The headliner this year is Jefferson Starship, and Midnight North will open up for them. We are holding that at the Brewery Arts Center because we've had to expand away from Cafe at Adele's because it's outgrown that venue.
Well, and that was the whole street, so I mean,
that's
you really outgrew that venue.
We really outgrew that venue. And so we have Blend Catering is catering to our tents this year, of which we have 14 sponsored tents, and I'm very grateful to NV Energy and to Company Auto Group and to the various other sponsors that have, you know, stepped up and stepped forward to sponsor our event, and also to Hodges Transportation. And besides which, we also have a table on the green this year, which is different from what we've done in the past. Before, we've had the veranda set up, which was great, and people loved it. But you can't duplicate the veranda when it's not at Adele's.
Right.
So we're doing a table on the green, and all those spots are spoken for as well. As I mentioned, Blend Catering is going to take care of all of their needs and all of the sponsored tent needs. And then we have several food trucks that are going to service everyone else at the event. And so we look forward to everyone having a fabulous time.
Well, it's just gotten bigger and bigger.
Yes.
And this year, because the legislature isn't in session, there's lots of hotel rooms. So if people are watching in Las Vegas and would like to see Jefferson Starship and help a really good cause, or down from Reno and be able to have a few cocktails and not have to drive home, there's lots of places for them to stay.
It's a wonderful venue.
Well, it's a wonderful venue, and it's a wonderful project that you've been involved in for so long, and I'm so excited that it just keeps expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much going on in yours and Charlie's lives that it's an incredible time for both of you, and we're very happy that you get everything that you want in life.
Thank you.
Because you've given so much to everybody else.
I appreciate that.
All right, Karen Abad, thank you so much.
I'd just like to give one shout out.
CarsonCityGreenhouse.org.
That's where you buy your tickets. Get them. They're going fast.
You see, and with all my emotion, you took the important thing there and said how to get the tickets. It's July 11th. Get your tickets.
That's
thank you,
right.
Karen.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pat Hickey, Sam Kumar, and Elisa Cafferata. We started this discussion on our previous show, and we're taping this the day after the election, so that's why we're still discussing all these various races. The NSCA took quite a hit in this race by supporting Christian Kaliani.
Well, you know, sadly for the unions, there's quite a divide amongst them with the Clark County, with the bulk of the teachers, and the statewide organization. I assume they will get behind Mr. Sisolak when all is said and done.
Do you see a problem for them at the legislature?
Because of that? Oh, I don't think so. For those that care about education issues, we would hope that the next governor, I'm pretty confident that Adam Laxalt would understand and not be overly pressured by the forces of any special interest group. I would hope that if Steve Sisolak's the guy, that he would be independent in that regard.
Danny Tarkanian versus Susie Lee. So this is somebody with huge name recognition versus somebody who has an incredible amount of money to be able to buy name recognition in CD3.
Yeah, I was a little surprised Danny prevailed again.
Oh, come on.
It's a little surprised.
You thought Scott Hammond was going to win?
Well, it just depends on who shows up to vote, as always, so I was a little surprised. But once you've lost six times, at some point, you get that attached to your name. You're a perennial candidate, but you can't win. I don't expect to see any different result in this election. The atmospherics aren't right for it, and Susie Lee has proven, and a lot of self-funded candidates don't necessarily put their money where their mouth is. She has proven she will, and she also is a proven fundraiser. She's run before. She's got name ID. I think she wins.
Sam?
That's probably going to be the closest race, and I think Danny, the fact that he has run several times, I don't think it really matters. It's going to be run on policy. And the economy is doing good. And, this time Danny has coattails. And there's going to be plenty of money coming in both sides. I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the most highly funded races in the entire country.
And really, Pat, third-party money is going to be a huge player, not just in the Senate race, but also in CD 3 and 4.
And the energy issue as well seemingly will drive voters.
Don't you think that's going to be a different kind of voter? I mean, obviously, people who are voting Democrat and Republican will vote on question three as well, but don't you think that that has the potential, because it's such a huge pocketbook issue and there will be so much advertising connected to it, that will drive a whole different class of people to the polls?
Yeah, but there's a precedent in Nevada when the marriage issue was on the ballot for George W. way back in the 90s, it drove voters. Assembly District 24 race was won by somewhat of an unknown, not the caucus-endorsed person of Speaker Frierson, and I think it was in part because of mobilizing the support of the deregulation people on the energy issue.
How do you think that's going to play?
I don't know that CD3 and CD4 will see the outside money. I think what's going to be unusual is the governor's race will see outside money, because it's the governor who will preside over redistricting. And so you'll see more outside money than you've seen in many, probably ever.
You don't think that, just for starters, the RCCC and the DCCC are going to be spending huge amounts?
I see them spending money in the Senate race and the governor's race, but I think we won't see as much in those congressional districts.
Sam?
I definitely think a lot of money is going to flow into CD3 for the simple reason that when you look at the results from California, there were seven seats that the Democrats had tried to pick up. Of those, in the jungle primary last week, six of them Republicans had double-digit advantage. So those are probably going to be off the table. If Democrats want to pick up something or hold on to something, CD3 is one of the starting points. It's ground zero.
You agree?
I just don't know that it's that high a priority in the overall scheme of the House races, and it'll just sort of depend on sort of how it all shakes out from the primaries.
Pat, don't you think that the amount of money that Tom Steyer plans to spend in the Silver State will encourage others to come in on the opposite side?
Oh, and not surprised if that happens. A ton of money is going to be sent here, so yep. People with television programs will benefit mightily.
Really? Okay. I'll put that in that order on the new VW bug here. What has been the thing that has most surprised you on primary night?
Again, I think it was the level of Republican turnout, which I think Republicans should be encouraged about. We've heard that there's more enthusiasm among Democrats, but Republicans turned out, in not really very contested races last night for the top of the ticket candidates. And I think if they continue to do that, then I think all of the constitutional offices, and most importantly, the Senate and the governor's race, are going to be quite competitive.
Biggest surprise to you?
I think a couple of the assembly races. Dennis Hoff was more a horror than a surprise. Sarah Peters, as Pat already alluded to, was a little bit of a surprise, although I did think she was outworking Dion Contine, so those were two.
Biggest surprise you
turnout in Clark County. When you look at the numbers over the last 3-4 cycles, Washoe has been between 48 to 52,000. You look at the rurals, it's 44 to 48,000. Clark County has gone from 111,000 to 187,000. It's all over the place. That surprised me.
Sheriff Lombardo seemed to have no problem cruising to victory last night. The interesting race in terms of the sheriff's race in Washoe County was Heidi Howe coming up with about 25% against Darren Balaam, whose father was a previous sheriff. This could make for a very interesting race, both very well educated in the role of the sheriff.
Well, I think it's good that we have a competitive sheriff's mm-hmm. race this time.
So for a change.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you think that, Elisa, that the Me Too movement will spur interest in a candidacy from Heidi Howe?
I think that definitely has an impact on several races like this, and particularly law enforcement. And the more that this case of the sheriff in Story County gets featured in the governor's race.
Lyon County, sorry.
The more that gets featured
It is Story County.
We need our voice from outside to correct us. The more that case gets elevated in the media in the governor's race, which I think it will be quite prominent, the more the issue of, you know, how does your sheriff conduct business, I don't think Dennis Balaam has any problems in this area.
Darren
has any problems in this area. But I think just people might naturally think, well, I would rather have a woman in this position and have these cases taken seriously.
I think one of the bigger issues in the sheriff's race in Washoe County is going to be that basically the Washoe County Jail is housing so many people with mental issues.
I totally agree with you. I don't think the Me Too movement will make any difference at all, for the simple reason that those are hardcore liberals who always have voted, will always vote. So to that extent, nothing has changed.
Sharon Engel, the last of Sharon Engel, losing so heavily to Mark Amadei, and not really a surprise.
Probably not the last of her, but she's insignificant anymore in Nevada. She had a run. Not there anymore.
Right. I'm going to go back to the Me Too movement being insignificant. I think I think that's a miscalculation about Republican women who are definitely changing their minds about this particular issue. This particular Republican Party, I think, needs to take a stand on this and do a better job than what the Commander-in-Chief is doing. And so I do think it becomes an issue in some races, maybe not Washoe County Sheriff's, but I don't think you can just say it's liberals who believe in women and, you know, Republicans all go the other way. And, yes, I think Sharon Engel is done. I figured she was just in it to raise money again, and she didn't even do that as far as I could see, so...
Yeah, there was almost no campaign whatsoever. Your thoughts, Sam, do you want to respond to Elisa?
Yeah, sure. Republicans don't care about identity politics. Nobody in the Republican Party that I know of cares about gender, race, ethnicity, national origin. It's about policy, whether people agree with us or not. So to that extent, it just doesn't matter. It always backfires when people bring up gender, race, ethnicity. So...
I don't think sexual assault and harassment are identity politics. It's about how systems, how businesses, how governments have treated women who have been victims of these crimes. And Republican policies haven't been super great on this in many cases. So I don't think it's the identity politics, which I agree Republican voters don't vote on that. I think it's this issue that so many women have personally experienced. And, I just think the Republican Party has to come up with some better answers. for it?
There's a legal system to take care of it, and that's it.
It hasn't. Look at Harvey Weinstein. Look at, you know, I mean, go down the list. The legal system has not taken care of this because people in power did not treat these charges seriously, and they didn't prosecute. Fewer than 6% of rapists ever end up in jail. The legal system is failing.
I totally disagree with that.
Not your show.
We're going in a totally different direction.
You want to get the last word on this?
Well, I to come back to soon-to-be Assemblyman Hoff, I think for the rest of the party, they're going to have to handle his candidacy quite delicately and wisely, because I think it could hurt Republicans, with women voters. And, they're important to their success.
To say the least. To be continued, to say the least. And we'll be back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Reno Rodeo. Come celebrate 99 years. It's a tradition. June 14th through the 23rd. Get your tickets today.
On our next broadcast, the news editor of the Reno News and Review, Dennis Myers. We'll see you then.